basically does it by saying like how compressible the file for the song is, and that turns into like how repetitive songs are.
Oh.
And it's so interesting. Huh. And he like lines it out really well, so anyone like a layman could totally figure it out and stuff. Like, you don't need to know anything about it, because I don't. It was so interesting. You could like put in your artist, and I would compare like Pink Floyd to like Taylor Swift, and just like see the difference of how compressible their songs were. So cool.
Yeah. Up next, we have some songs that aren't very compressible. There's a lot going on in this one. And then that's Animal Collective, and then we have Kesha. Because Chris asked for it.
Yes.
This is WMFO Medford.
I hear your heartbeat to the beat of the drums. Oh, what a shame that you came here with.
It's Annika.
Yay.
Yay.
I don't think we even introduced ourselves ever, Casey.
Oh. Yeah, we did.
No, we did not.
Okay, I'm Casey.
I'm Last Tango. No, I'm Jesse. We were talking about having, like, code names. I don't know why.
You were talking about having code names.
You kind of like the idea. I saw a twinkle in your eye.
But what's the difference between a code name and a stage name? Aren't they all just kind of the same?
A code name just sounds cooler.
Yeah, fair.
I think a code name is supposed to be secret from most people.
That's true. So now that I just revealed my real name, I guess I can never use my code name.
Like, you ever go in a road trip caravan with two cars, walkie-talkies, This is risky business.
Yeah.
Weird.
Big Eagle.
Wait, not even kidding. I worked at a place where when we went out canoeing on the water, we had to take a radio with us in case it like thunderstormed. And the person that was back on the radio, he was a great guy. And I would always make up a code name. I forget what mine was. It was like Flying Badger 123 or something. And since he was bald, we called him Bald Eagle. Or like, and he was in the nest. And so we'd be like, Bald Eagle, this is like blah, blah, blah. Great times.
I like it.
Yeah.
What did we just listen to?
We just listened to the Black Keys. Mm-hmm. And Annika just missed Kesha, which is a shame. Mm. Party song.
Next time.
Speaking of the Black Keys, what is that song? The one with the music video where the kids are like fighting on the playground over a girl, and the girl's just being like really mean, and it's like...
And then the older versions of them hit on the mom, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So that's fine.
And it's like... And it's like from the same era that Howlin' for You and Tighten Up. That's what it is.
Right.
Oh yes.
Okay. I guess we might play that.
That was
for
satisfaction
you later.
Right there when I just get that out.
But up next we have cued Cage the Elephant and Pink Floyd.
Make up your mind. I think I must confess.
And it's that time of the hour for another PSA.
Woo!
Order your free vegetarian starter kit at PETA.org. Don't laugh at me. Did you know that you can save 100 animals per year by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right, going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive, too. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link, then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer-lasting life. It is everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion-loving friends here at WMFO.
Yep. That's definitely us. Tomato, onion, and whatever loving friends.
Mushrooms.
I feel like I'm a carrot. Yeah. Like, if I were a thing, I would be a carrot. Hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
Fair enough.
Maybe like an acorn squash.
Squash sort of fits.
You could be a zucchini. I don't know what you would be.
Vegetables? Potato.
You feel like you'd be a root vegetable? I don't know. I feel like you could also be... What about like a green pepper?
Something earthy.
Maybe like one of those like sweet peppers, like the ones that are like orange that cost a little bit more.
Yeah.
I can't tell. I can't tell if we're personifying peppers or we're...
Vegetable-fying
people.
You've been vegetable-fied.
Okay, so that was the Rolling Stones. And up next we have Modest Mouse and The Blow and The Killers. Enjoy.
Sometimes I've flown on.
All right.
I've flown on.
first and we'd share thought bubbles. And I still believe in the phrases that we breathed, but I know the distance isn't fair to cross. I was out of your league, and you were 20,000 underneath the sea, waving affections. You were out of my league, at a distance that I didn't wanna see. Wanted you nearer. Your depths made a pressure that punctured my works, and all your fluids couldn't tolerate the force of my thirst. I love the place where we shared our tiny grace, but just because it's real don't mean it's gonna work. I was out of your league.
I hear in my mind It breaks my heart, and it breaks my heart, when it breaks my heart.
Hello.
We're back.
We never left.
No, we never do.
But we're back on the air.
I like to think we're always in their hearts.
We're always in this room. We never leave this room. We sleep here.
We sleep here. We eat here. We do our laundry here.
They have little beds in the back that it'd be one of our names
there's
on.
Underneath the studio.
There's one
there's
bed
a trap door.
There's one bed for all of us. It's just this one like twin size cot. We go head to foot.
Not even extra long.
Have you ever slept head to foot with someone? Like
not recently.
It's
not
awful. If I'm ever traveling with my siblings and we don't wanna like buy a bunch of beds, we'll just get one and we'll do that. Like for all three siblings on one like queen bed in like a hotel. We'll do like head to foot.
Who not ends great. Up with 2 feet next to their head?
Yeah.
Oh, my older sister every single time. Anytime that I would go out, like, we'd sleep anywhere as, like, three siblings together, my older sister would always get the, like, short end of the stick. Like, we would push two twin beds together at my grandma's when we were younger, and she would be the one who had to sleep in the crack.
Sounds like she's made some sacrifices.
Yeah. I think she secretly likes it.
So we just heard Regina Spektor and Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. Up next we have Jack Johnson and the Beatles.
Woo!
I hope this old train breaks down, then I could take a walk around, see what there is to see. Time is just a melody with all the people in the street walking fast as the feet can take them. I just roll through town, and though my window's got a view, well, the frame I'm looking through seems to have no concern for now. So for now, I need this old train to break down. Oh, please just let me please break. This engine screams out loud, saying a bee gonna crawl westbound. So I don't even make a sound, cause it's gonna sting me when I leave this town. And all the people in the street that I never get to meet, these tracks don't bend somehow. And I got no time that I got to get to where I don't need to be. So if you got no control of the thoughts in your mind that you kept in, you know, you don't know nothing, but you don't need to know. The wisdom's in the trees, not the glass windows. You can't stop wishing if you don't let go. The things that you find and you lose, and you know, you keep on rolling, put the moment on hold. The frame's too bright, so put the blinds down low. Let
Hello for one last time. This is Casey from Totally Irresponsible signing off. Hope you guys have a great day.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That's WMFO Medford. Thank you. WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Forum, commercial-free, community-based radio. Our next show up is a touch of that community-based socialist alternative radio, talk and music from a working-class democratic socialist perspective. And we're also known as Tufts Educational Radio. I like that one. And what else? Anyway, what Freeform means is we have a eclectic lineup of shows and musical tastes and talk shows, etc., for you every day, 24/7, 12 months a year, etc., etc. Socialist Alternative Radio is on every other Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and we've been on the air here a little over a decade, and it's been great. We want to thank all our regular listeners and new listeners, and as we approach the magic 11 a.m. moment, we will get into what this show is about for our new listeners. Check out Facebook, Socialist Alternative Radio. Go and give us some feedback. Tell us what you think. And also for getting involved with organizing for socialism and fighting the Trump regime, etc., go to socialistalternative.org for more information. And we're about to hit 11. And again, this is WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And thanks for listening. Now we're going to start our show for reals. And we're going to today be talking about a lot of different things. But if you're familiar with the show, we have the best laid plans, and then we digress into this and that. But basically, today we are going to talk